You are aware, aren't you, when you find wonder in your weekend adventures? And you will when you come upon workshops for the entire family, along with artisans whose names are A Good Day for a Cupcake, All Strings Considered, Crazy Quilters, I'll Be Beating, and Wheat Whatever. Or you may take a class on Saturday or Sunday in the art of felting a bird yurt, creating your own mini monster, spinning and weaving, yoga for crafters, weaving baby turtles. Oh, that's great. And make a craft stick butterfly. It's the original, very first, only one of its kind, the 2017 Lehigh Valley Fiber Festival at Wildlands Conservancy, September 23rd and 24th. Created by AHA Arts Management, the festival's theme is From Farm to Finish and includes demonstrations, classes, book signings, music, and the extraordinary musical creations of Dave Fry and many more musicians and artisans. And it's all free. This is WDIY 88.1 Allentown, and you are tuned in to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host, Kate Scuffle, today we chat with co-creators Allison McKenzie and Hed Sefcovic of AHA Arts Management as we travel to the Wildlands Conservancy in Emmaus for the very first Lehigh Valley Fiber Festival. Welcome, Allison and Hedge. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much for having us today.
Oh, you're welcome, Allison. Hedge, how are you?
Excited to be here.
Good. Well, we're excited to attend the festival, so we're really looking forward to this.
Oh, well, great. Try to track us down when we're there so we can give you the full tour.
We will. And I'm curious both about the festival and about AHA Arts Management and your path to this juncture, your background. You're both artisans.
And yes. How did it all tie together?
Oh, he's a wit.
I actually think Allison is one of the first people that I met and befriended when I moved to the Lehigh Valley, actually. She worked at a place down at the Main Line that did events, and I am a soap maker most of the time, and we met that way, and we just started working together and staying friends and working well, and we just started this conversation and this dream 15 and years ago and one child ago, at least.
Yes, yeah. One child, one marriage, marriage, then child.
Yeah.
We've known each other for at least 15 years. It seems like such a short time ago. But we've talked about doing something together for a long, long time, and finally got the opportunity to put together AHA Arts Management, which AHA is a moment of clarity, and AH are also the initials of our name, so it just seems like a perfect title. Exactly. So that's how the name came about.
And we started out working, we do what we call the Artisan Pop-Up Shop, which are their consignment events for local artisans. And that was the impetus and the start of this. And then we just kind of, the Lehigh Valley Fiber Festival kind of found us through some shared passion with a bunch of people and being in the right place at the right time. It was very...
You were telling us a little bit this before we came on the air. It's the setting for the festival is the Wildlands Conservancy, the Poole Wildlife Sanctuary, which is a beautiful setting.
Oh, it's amazing. Stunning.
And you were visiting for another reason and kind of got taken, smitten with the idea.
We were actually visiting there to do an arts and pop-up shop in December, which we are still doing. And we kind of got off on a slight tangent by... being struck by the beauty of the place and thought that this was the perfect venue for this kind of event. They have been incredibly welcoming and generous to us, and we're just really, really thrilled to be able to partner with them.
Yeah, and a few weeks prior to that, I'm a hobbyist knitter, and I had been at the Knitter's Edge in Bethlehem and speaking with Joe Cole, one of our local fiber dyers, and the conversation was, we really need an event like this, and it needs to be outside and enjoying the fall, sweater weather. I mean, it's like, you know, it's not an event you want to have in July. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you want to wear your sweaters, you want to wear your shawls and your mittens and your, you know, things like that. And we were like, we need this outside, and where could we do this? And then we ended up over there, and I'm like, I'm going to start making some phone calls. And it all kind of all fell together in this perfect little storm.
And so this, what's unique about the Lehigh Valley Fiber Festival, we were talking again a little bit earlier about the niche that it would occupy instead, as opposed to, and there are bigger versions of this kind of gathering. Enormously,
yes,
bigger,
yep. much bigger.
So part of what's going on here is not, it's a valley focus, it's intimacy, it's this extraordinary setting.
It's family. It's the fact that you feel like if you are a fiber lover, you can bring your partner, your children. They can walk around while you shop, yeah. Or they can go take a little class and learn how to do a little turtle while you do something else. And it is something for the entire family versus just being like, oh, I'm going to get on a bus and I'm going to, you know, go out on a bus trip and buy yarn and come back. Like, it's it's much more than that.
One of the main things that we really wanted to do is, instead of making this a formal and, I hate to use the word, elite art event, we are making this community, family, approachable. And that was very, very important to us.
It feels that way. I mean, I would really strongly encourage our listeners to find Lehigh Valley Fiber Festival online at their website or on Facebook, because I know I was very drawn in by that feeling that you could go and not only see or experience or purchase, if you wish, beautiful objects, beautiful things, beautiful crafts, but that I can take a workshop, that I can talk to someone, that it's accessible and it's not daunting.
Exactly.
And it's eclectic. There's this really wonderful mix.
One of our people that are joining us, the name of the store is Hope's Favorite Things, and she has a little store up, I want to say Nazareth area, it might be Bangor, I'm geographically challenged, sorry. sorry, Hope. And but she sells spinning wheels. So she's bringing down spinning wheels. You're going to be able to actually try them out before you, like, purchase them, and you'll kind of be able to sit there. And I'm sure other spinners will bring their spinning wheels, and it's going to end up being this beautiful impromptu spinning extravaganza. and that's the beautiful thing about the fiber arts. It's like, if you give us the chance to sit together and knit, crochet, spin, weave, whatever, we're more than happy to all come together and sit there and do that together. It's a fantastic community to start with, and then to give them a place like the Wildlands to do that together is just a dream. It's awesome.
I just wanted to ask about the From Farm to Finish theme, which I find really appealing. But why? What does that mean for you? Why that? Why?
Well, one of the things that we really wanted to bring to the festival was not just have finished made product available. We want people to see how this wool comes to be, whether it be from alpaca, llama, angora rabbit, or sheep. What does that mean? What does that mean to the artist? And we are a very consumer society, and we have everything wrapped in plastic, and that is our society, and that's fine. But we also want to be able to show people that there is so much more behind the scenes than just a finished product. So how do you dye a fabric to make it beautiful instead of a natural tan, for instance, or beige? Mm-hmm. You know, how does it become purple? How does it become blue? How do you make those dyes? Can you make them safely at home? Many times they're very chemical filled, but we have a workshop on kitchen safe dyeing. Yeah. So you can learn how to do this in your own kitchen.
And we have another seminar that's native plant dyeing, where Roxanne's going to actually show you photos of, this is the native Pennsylvania native plant, and this is when you would harvest it, and this is how you would do it, and these are samples of what it looks like when it's dyed up, and this is on silk, and this is on wool, and so it's very... it's really from hot pink to, you know, dyeing with onion skins. It's really, there's just so many things out there, and to be able to bring that together is really awesome.
And that's the natural dyeing too, is going to be very much connected to the wildlands, because many of the plants are at the wildlands. Not that we encourage you to pick them at the wildlands, but you can see them growing right then and there, and you know, so you can learn to identify them and you know, to work with them in a more involved and intimate way.
Yeah. We are also, we just, actually, it's not even on the website yet, but this morning we actually spoke with Valerie.
Valerie, yes, Kalaga. I'm sorry, Valerie, if I got your name wrong. She's from the Livestock Conservancy. She's going to be doing a presentation with us on rare breeds of sheep. So all of these sheep that are out there that, you know, they're not the norm. They're a part of our heritage.
Breeds,
they're amazing animals, and you know, every animal has its own texture. To the fleece. So she's going to be discussing the rare heritage breeds, and we're really excited to have her.
And Marissa works with for the Wildlife Friendly Certification Network, and she's going to be with us doing talks about how, either if you're a local farmer, how you would like, why or how you can get wildlife certified friendly, and if you're a consumer, what that means when you purchase a product with that on it. Mm-hmm. And what's great about wildlife certification, friendly certification, is mostly it's saying if you have, say, llamas or alpaca, you're not out shooting the wolves or the coyotes or something like that, that might, you know, that you've put up things that are, make your entire farm friendly for the entire environment. And so that's just a you know, a small example, but she's going to be there talking about that and how to actually do that as well.
One of the curious things that I see that is being offered too on Sunday afternoon is yoga for repetitive movement. Now, one would think, wait a minute, one would think there's nothing to do with fiber here, is there?
But there is.
Oh, yes.
And it's actually Sunday morning. Kim Napolitano from Blend Life is going to be offering that workshop. There's actually two workshops. And repetitive movement, when you're working with crafts, when you're knitting, you're doing the same hand motion again and again. When you're weaving, you're doing the same hand motion again and again. And you're often sitting and you're not moving your body much. Mm-hmm. So your shoulders, your neck, your back are going to get very stiff, very achy, and your hands are going to get very crampy. So what she's going to do is really help to have our crafters and anyone who is a hobbyist that would like to join us for this workshop learn how to stretch properly, learn how to move properly, maybe make some better habits and when you're making your craft, so you're not injuring your body as much as you potentially could be.
And I have to say, I actually even want my husband to do that, because he spends too much time over a computer keyboard. Sure. And I actually think that would be good for him as well, because I'm always hearing him cracking and popping. So I would actually really like, so it really is a little bit more than just the crafters as well. That's something that
anybody that does repetitive movement or sits behind a desk will definitely benefit.
Definitely. We wanted to mention, too, that there are an awful lot of free demonstrations, and free workshops, and classes, seminars, and the whole festival is actually free, with one exception, and that is the materials that might be used in some of these workshops. Is that correct?
The entrance to the festival itself is completely free and open to the public. We do have free demonstrations throughout the entire site, all during the day, both days. There are some workshops which do have a nominal cost. They are to pay for the materials and anything that the artist may need that's teaching them. So there are some that do have a fee, but most everything is free and open to the public.
Wonderful. And the fees are very reasonable. Very
the fees
modest.
Are extremely reasonable, yes. It's just basically to cover cost.
We want to mention, too, that if you want more information on this, you can go to wildlandspa.org for Wildlands Conservancy, or you can go to ahh-arts-management.com. And they'll give you more information on
And ladies, you also have a website for the event.
We do. We have a website that is dedicated to the Fiber Festival. The AHA Arts Management website basically covers all of the activities that we do throughout the year. But the Fiber Festival website is www.lvfiberfest.org. www.radiomomentaway.com.
There you are. We shall return in just a radio moment away to chat more about the wholesome, free-spirited 77-acre open spaces of Wildlands Conservancy and new ideas, come here, for next year's fabulous Fiber Festival. Special thanks, too, really, to Knitter's Edge of Bethlehem.
Definitely. Yes, definitely.
We'll be right back.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Baum School of Art, 510 Linden Street, Allentown, enriching lives through arts education for the past 90 years. Classes in art, design, and fashion for children, teens, and adults. For more information, baumschool.org or 610-433-0032.
Lehigh Valley Art Salon, George Miller and Kate Scuffle. We are chatting with Allison McKenzie and Hedge Sivkovic of AHA Arts and Arts Management about the new fabulous, fantastic Fiber Festival for the family. How about that?
That was amazing alliteration.
Plan that out.
So just before we move on to talk about it, because there's so much going on at the festival, and the artisans themselves, I was stunned. If you go to the website, folks, I was there shopping around on the one page that highlights the artisans involved. And the diversity is really exciting. We were talking earlier
Absolutely.
About taking weaving to a level of someone weaving with wire or
right.
woodworkers working, making needles. So it's not just, I'm not just going
it's
to see yarn.
It's not just yarn and knitting and crocheting, which are fabulous
yes.
in amongst themselves. But we really believe that we want to branch beyond that and really include, we have Wood Turner who does he does turning needles and spindles for spinning. We have a metal artist that weaves with wire. We have a ceramic artist that is going to be making buttons and
yarn balls.
And we have a bead artist that's going to be talking about what kind of beads are really appropriate for working with fiber, because you can't just go to Michael's or AC Moore and pick up whatever you like, because mm-hmm. they can really be harsh to the fibers and break them down.
Oh.
So it's many things that you potentially don't think about that go into everything that the artisan makes. And these are the fabulous people that are there to help you make really educated decisions when you want to go and play yourself.
That's wonderful. Wonderful.
And as well, while we're there, I was going to say, if I'm there at the festival, there's all these opportunities to learn. There's so much beautiful stuff to see. I can take walks around the grounds, but then you've got food trucks.
Yes.
And you've got music.
Fabulous food trucks. Fabulous.
Dave Fry was fantastic. I sent him an email and said, I'm doing this festival, and we've kind of been in the same place at the same time, and I used to sell at the farmer's market here in Bethlehem at Lehigh, so we kind of knew each other by like highs, and I said, you know, how could we make this work, and we sat and we talked, and so he's kind of opening our day each day, and I think it's fantastic because people are going to be parking and shuffling in and getting their bearings and kind of like figuring out what they want to do and grabbing their morning coffee and things like that, so it's really just he's just a fantastic way to start the day. Like he really is. So I'm so excited that he's joining us. It's beyond.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And for food trucks, we have incredible, and I know this personally, incredible smoothies from Blend Life, and who Kim is also doing our yoga workshops on Sunday morning. So they will be there. Definitely get yourself a Rio smoothie bowl. Just FYI. We're also going to have High Step Coffee, so we will be caffeinated if nobody else will be. And we have VNC Food Services, who's going to offer a wonderful selection of sandwiches and wraps. And we are including gluten-free options and vegetarian options for those that need or want those food and dietary needs.
Yep.
One of the things, too, that I think is interesting, we all love wheat weaving, and we've seen it here and there at festivals and at museums and things like that. But I notice here, too, that there's nature weaving, too, with small branches and yarn and ferns and flowers.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is actually perfect that the Wildlands Conservancy.
Absolutely.
It is. It's actually a program that the Wildlands is putting on. Okay. And they will be showing you how to take things, sticks and twigs from your yard that and some herbs from your garden and a little bit of extra yarn or twine and how to make these beautiful little wall hangings. Not to mention if you use the right herbs, they'll be, you know, they'll smell fantastic as well. And yes. That's right up my alley.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's lovely. There's workshops and activities for all ages and all interest levels.
Absolutely.
And all, from beginner yes. to curious to professional. Which brings me back again to, I thought it was fascinating, you were saying earlier before we went on the air, that the festival also, an aha it feels like to me, listening to the two of you, is trying to give a home or build community or give space to a certain kind of artisan that isn't the person going out, you were saying, doing a 9 or 10 day festival
right.
or going on the road. Right. Maybe has an Etsy shop, maybe is doing this work at mm-hmm. home, but is creating something really beautiful and special.
Right. We have been doing this for many, many years. And one of the things that we've really recognized, both in our travels and just in our personal experiences, is that there are some incredibly talented artists out there that cannot commit to a 3 or 4 day be there for 16 hours a day, drive away to a hotel and stay over and leave their families, leave their jobs on a regular basis in order to make art and make art viable for financial gain, a livelihood, make it their business. And we wanted to be able to really offer them a space, a mm-hmm. space that supports them, a space that nurtures their art and really gets them out there so they don't necessarily have to be there. We do mm-hmm. have options where they could have a booth there and they can be there all day and talk to the customers and be available and do demonstrations. But we also have an indoor consignment space where they can drop off their artwork. We will do the selling for them, but they are still out there, they are still being seen, they are still selling their artwork and being supported.
And being a fiber enthusiast myself, it's actually something that I've never seen at any other local or regional Fiber mm-hmm. Fest, is mm-hmm. to have this consignment area where people don't have to be there. So one of our consignment people is Heather from Sundalia Farms. And then the beautiful thing about that is, you know, she really can't take a couple days away from the farm and feeding the animals and all that extra time.
Right.
But she's going to be able to bring us her wonderful items, wool blankets and mm-hmm. sock monkeys and all this stuff made all from wool from her farm, from her flock that actually eats food that she grows on her farm. Right. Like it's completely the whole cycle. But to take that time off is you know, you can't have a full farm right. and take many, many days here and there
right.
to do that. So
being a farm is 24/7.
Exactly. So it's just so interesting. She's always sold on Etsy to be able to get her more into the community mm-hmm. because, mm-hmm. you know, and so that's really at the heart of what we're super passionate about, is giving people of all different ranges the opportunity to work within their comfort zone, or to be able to get a little out of their comfort zone and maybe grow a little bit without it being a big scary thing.
Yeah. And the thing with Etsy is it's a wonderful place to sell your artwork, but the customer has to go and look for it. With our space, we are bringing it to the customer and making it available to them.
Right.
So there's not that legwork that the customer has to do and often does not do in order to find something special and handmade.
Yeah. And pretty local, too.
Right.
So that's what's really cool.
Right.
Now tell us, with the success that you're going to have this year, and it's going to be overwhelming. Watch. What about some ideas for next year?
I think we really want to expand on our classes.
Absolutely.
I would really, really like to get some of the festivals get, you know, regionally and nationally recognized designers in, and to do that. That's kind of a dream, is for somebody like that to approach us and go, we've heard wonderful things and we would love to come. And that would be a fantastic dream to happen. I imagine something where the Wildlands is kind of landlocked. Like we can only grow so large there, but to have a my dream is to have a wait list, and you know, and being able to, you know, and all, and being able to bring in different people every year, and really do a rotation, and be able to do a theme each year. Some of the fiber festivals do like a heritage, a breed that they really concentrate on, or things like that. I would love to do something like a to bring in photographers that have done photos, and do that kind of thing.
Great. I'm looking forward to it very much. Oh, I have an idea. Oh, do we have Angora rabbits for weaving for, you know?
you have a thing about Angora rabbits?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I have to say, not officially, so we can't tell you who. Maybe but we have chatted with somebody that we hope decides to come and join us.
Great.
So
that
would be fantastic.
What a fabulous creation you have, both, all of you, have put together. Thank you very much. And we thank Steve Aronson, too, our technical engineer.
Thank you, Steve.
He's able to trick a llama or a sheep into giving up its beautiful wool coat with the twitch of his nose. He can also twist fabric into tie-dyed patterns in just one dip. Thanks, Uncle Stevie.
Yeah, well.
And thank you, Allison. Thank you, Ahead.
Thank you very much for having us.
Good luck, folks. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.